Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. We welcome in Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Good morning, Lucretia.
Good morning.
So today we're talking, of course, about testing, more about the vaccines, and also a virtual crab event.
Something fun to end the note on. First, I'll talk a little bit about our testing. I want to encourage everybody to sign up for a surveillance test. Drive-through testing at the clinic on Wednesday mornings and Thursday afternoons. Just give us a call to make an appointment at 964-1251. Any kind of appointment that you need, actually, but we especially have the testing for the entire community. You don't have to be a patient. There's no cost to you, even though we are going to request your insurance information, but there will be no charge to you as an individual getting tested. And then vaccine, one of the things I wanted to especially talk about right now is that the governor yesterday made an announcement, and the CDC had made an announcement the day before, that they wanted to put 65 year and over in this next tier instead of the age cutoff being 75 years and older. But Mendocino County has not adopted that yet. So at this time, as we outreach to our patients, it's going to be 75 years and older. Please, please be patient with us. There is an issue with how much vaccine we're getting into the county, how much vaccine is getting to each of the health centers, how much vaccine the county public health department themselves, you know, can do. So we are going to have to strategize how we're going through our age breakdowns. And we at Mendocino Coast Clinics will be starting with our 75-year-olds and older, and then working down to 65-year-olds. And again, the county has not adopted the age breakdown at 65 yet. That probably will happen in the next week or so when the new health orders come out. But because of the quantity of vaccine that we're getting, that doesn't mean that 65-year-olds will immediately be contacted. I ask for everybody's patience and know that we will get to you. We will reach out if you're an MCC patient. If you are not an MCC patient, contact your primary care provider. Find out if they're going to participate in the vaccination program. If they're not, contact the public health department and see what other options are available for you for vaccination when it comes to your turn. For next week, I have asked the City of Fort Bragg and the Chamber of Commerce to reach out to specific businesses that are in the current tier, Phase 1B, so that we can get those essential workers that are in the current tier that's approved for vaccination vaccinated. Tomorrow, Friday, we'll be holding a vaccine event for school employees at Fort Bragg High School. We have all 300 vaccines spoken for already. And we'll be doing all of the schools along the coast, anybody that's consented to that vaccine so far. And then next week, we hope to be able to get more supply from the county and then roll it out to those essential workers and other types of employment opportunities for vaccine that have been approved by the state. And lastly, our crab event. So on January 30th, we're holding a virtual cook-along. So usually we have a crab cake, you know, cook-off, and people vote for their favorite crab cake and have some wine tasting and vote for their favorite wine. And we have a professional judging of the crab cakes and the wine tasting. This year, it's a virtual event, of course, because we're not going to fit 500 people under a tent like we do in years past. So you can cook along at home as you shelter in place. You will get Dungeness crab if you order one of our kits, Dungeness crab, a chef's apron, the recipe cards for some of our winning chefs over the past year, and be able to live stream, watch our chefs make their crab cakes. And then you can order some wine and do a sip along also. So please check out our website, mccinc.org, mendocinocoastclinics.org. Either of those will take you to our website, and then you have a link to the Crab and Wine Days fundraiser that we have. Help us out. Our fundraiser this year is to help defray the cost of the COVID response that we're doing. Both a lot of personnel has gone into this and in making testing and vaccination possible.
Okay, what is the cutoff date to order the crab?
You know, I'm not really sure. If you want it for the 30th, it's going to be mailed to you. I would say you need to get that ordered probably a week in advance.
Okay. All right.
Fair and enough. I know that there's a link. You can find out more by going to the Coast Facebook page. That we've got the link for the event up there on our Facebook page.
Oh, Sam just walked in and said January 20th.
Yeah.
There we go. Well, Lucretia, thank you. And I think the main message this morning, quite simply, is the vaccine is starting to come into the county. There is a tiered approach to everything. We all qualify. We all are in a certain group of people. And sooner or later, we all will get vaccine.
Yes.
Lucretia, thanks very much for being with us. Rogalski here from the Coast.